Number 32. That for which you have not been sent is not to be told. There was a certain person who went to the mountain to cut some trees to fix his house. While at the mountain, he began searching for trees. As he was wandering about, he reached a certain place where he saw a skull of a person who had died long ago. When the man went near, he began talking to himself, saying, "What killed the owner of this skull?" He just stood there and continued looking at the skull. But when the skull heard this, it responded, saying, "It is the mouth which killed me." The man, being alone, was amazed to hear a skull speaking, for skulls don't speak, and it did not have a mouth. Once again the skull spoke to the man, saying, "It is the mouth that killed me." This surprised the person so much that he said, "I had better go home, because I have never seen this before, and I am afraid." The man stopped cutting down trees and started to go back home. When he reached home, people were surprised and they asked him, "Why are you coming back so early without bringing trees?" The man did not keep it to himself and he started to reveal the secret. "I saw a human skull and I began to say to myself, 'What killed the owner of this skull?' And the skull said, 'It is the mouth that killed me.' It happened twice, and this amazed me, and that is why I am coming back." But the people argued with him, saying, "It is impossible for a skull to speak." The man assured them, saying, "If you don't believe me, come with me. I will ask it. If it does not answer, then you can kill me with your punga knives." When the people heard this, they took their punga knives and went with him to the mountain. When they arrived there, they saw the skull indeed. The man began to ask the skull the question while the others just stood there. Unfortunately, the skull did not respond. He asked three times, but it did not answer. The people then found the man to be a liar, and they took their punga knives and they began to stab him until he died.